This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The Grand Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Mully and Haw.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report with Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, longtime contributor to the show and a good friend to both of us. And he joins us on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline. Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Big Z!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, breaking news. Bears down a man. You know, listen, guys get hurt. You have to move on, and you got to have that mentality. And it's next player up. Unfortunately, Eddie Goldman, not a guy who will be very easy to replace after he opted out yesterday.
The Bears are going to have a challenge on their hands stopping the run so they can rush the passer and play to their strengths.
Yeah, Eddie Goldman is one of the very best players on first down in the league, period, when you talk about that goal of stopping the run. Second down as well. You know, he's a guy that he's not out there all the time, but he got premium pay for only being out there 50-55% of the snaps because he's that good against the run, because he can command a double team on nearly every snap. Eddie Goldman is one of those players that makes the guys around him better on every snap and frees up some of those guys to make plays. And for them to aspire to be an elite defense, the first thing you have to do, as you said, is stop the run. You've got to put teams in second and long, third and long, then you pin back your ears and you go after the quarterback with what you hope is an amped up pass rush this season. No Eddie Goldman certainly creates challenges for the Bears.
Brad, we know that Nick Williams is in Detroit, and as a result, Snacks Harrison is on the street. And, you know, you wonder about him, about, you know, what kind of physical condition he's in, what kind of money he's looking for. He's, I think he had an $11 million deal a year ago. What are your thoughts on him? Would he be a viable option, maybe one of the few guys that's available at that position?
Yeah, he's an option. There's not a lot of them, though. I mean, you're talking about a rare breed of guys who can fill that position, and you've had a handful of interior defensive linemen have been reported to be opting out around the league. So there could be multiple teams interested in a guy like that, which would allow him to probably raise his price a little bit or be a little bit choosy about where he wants to wind up playing football. Now, the question is, you know, when will the language between the NFLPA and the league be finalized on these opt-outs? Because that hasn't completely been done yet in terms of dotting the I's and crossing the T's. So the official deadline for players to go ahead and opt out is sort of a moving target right now. I think it's actually next Tuesday now. And players or teams aren't going to submit the list of players that have opted out probably until the very deadline in the event that maybe a guy changes his mind. But that deadline is going to be coming up quick. It's going to be 7 days after they finalize all of the language in the opt-out. And at that point, nobody can change their mind after that. So it's not like an Eddie Goldman could decide at the end of August, hey, you know, I kind of miss the guys. Maybe this isn't so risky. I'll give it a shot. That's not an option. So, but if he changed his mind before, you know, this thing's done in the very near future, then maybe he's in the mix for the Bears. But it, certainly expectations are that Eddie's not going to be available for the Bears.
Brad, as they continue to discuss that, is that point, do you think, negotiable? Because the players can decide later, I think, to opt out if they're uncomfortable. It would just be for a different payment schedule or a different amount. And I could foresee a situation where a guy like Goldman or whoever is six games into a season, and so let's say the NFL, things go well, and let's be optimistic for a moment, and there haven't been a lot of positive tests. You could see him wanting to come back, but is that not going to be possible?
As I understand it, that would not be possible once you've opted out and the team has submitted your name to the league is being on the list.
I think so, we had one of our early callers wanted to know if like a vaccine somehow came before the season ended, that would mean that players can't come back.
I think if you opt out, you're out. You know, because there's going to be a lot
of spending that money elsewhere. Like, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'd all love a vaccine before the end of the season, but I don't know. I mean, who didn't want a little pony for Christmas when they were five or six, too?
Right. You know, Brad, we're going to hear from Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy later today, and this is going to be the most unique preseason training camp address by both those guys that we've probably ever heard. Will all of the questions and all of the answers you think revolve around the COVID protocols and how unusual this is, or are there any lingering football issues that you think need to be addressed?
Well, I certainly think it's an appropriate time for the general manager who's rarely available to talk about some football issues, right? We haven't heard from him in quite a long time, and they've got a quarterback competition that is now not going to be based on preseason performance, which is what we all heard about, you know, and how preseason reps are the most valuable of action you can get before the season starts, the best way to evaluate a competition, on and on and on. So that competition's got to go down now without the benefit of preseason action. It's got to go down without them putting on full pads for, close to 3 weeks still, right? So I think that is certainly a worthy topic for the GM and the coach as well. Yeah, the COVID-19 stuff is unprecedented. And you're going to want to hear about that, but hopefully Ryan has enough time to field a couple football questions sprinkled in as well.
Well, first of all, Brad, I never asked for a pony. I think I asked for a racehorse when I was seven. But at any rate, when you think about the Mike Sando story, couple points. One, the idea, and again, we'll talk to Mike later in the show, and I'm sure you read that story where he talks to 50 people and does rankings in The Athletic for all the quarterbacks in the league and has different tiers for them. And one of the comments about Mitch is that he lacks sort of any kind of X-Man quality. He doesn't have one thing that you'd say he's super good at, and that's the defining characteristic of him as a player. And then with Nick Foles, the comment was basically, you know, there are certain guys in the league that can't be satisfied in the role that they have, and backup quarterback is what his role should be. You know, obviously capable of coming in and playing well if it happens, as we saw in Philadelphia, where he's needed. But I thought it was pretty interesting, both those comments. What is your take on the Bears quarterback situation, and what do you make of rumors that Nick Foles was going to opt out or could opt out, and unfounded rumors, as it turns out, but who knows?
Yeah, well, I'll start with that. My phone was just – I was getting text messages left and right from people in the league that, you know, I talk to regularly, semi-regularly, and I haven't heard from in quite a while yesterday about that Foles stuff. So it sounds like Ian Deed is going to play football for the Bears. You wonder if you know, he had some it was a tough decision for him. You wonder at least a little, because, you know, sometimes when there's smoke, there's fire. Fortunately, there's not a five alarm blaze here, and he, according to agent, plans to play this season. So that's a good thing. Pace would probably not want to talk about the Mike Sando article, as you probably discussed earlier, where it puts the quarterbacks in tears, and the Bears guys are right there, kind of rock bottom. I mean, what are there, two guys below Trubisky, I think? Yeah. One of them is Dwayne Haskins, and is the other Jarrett Stidham, who hasn't played really, right?
Mitch is 32.
So, yeah. And Foles was 26 or 27, if
yep,
I recall.
26, yep.
26th, yeah. The Trubisky not having a quality that stands out, I think he's pretty good on the run, but he's not a running back. So, I think that's a fair comment in regard to him. And Foles, he's never started more than 9 regular season games in a row. He's been around a long time. He has played a good deal. It was fantastic, obviously, in the postseason for the Eagles. He's got a Super Bowl ring. He was MVP. But you just haven't seen him put it together for any kind of stretch in the regular season where you look at him and say, hey, this guy's going to be a top-notch starter for us. And maybe he could do that for the Bears. I don't know. He hasn't done it yet in his career. Maybe he can be that upgrade over the play they had at the position last year that they need, where he's not going to go to the Pro Bowl. He's not going to play like a Super Bowl MVP, but he's going to be a steady guy that can take advantage of certain situations, help them score a little bit more, and balance out a team that should be led by a really good defense. That's probably what the Bears are really hoping for here, but yeah, to think that either one of those guys should be significantly higher on that list that Sando did, you've got to have you got to get out of bed drinking the Kool-Aid to think that.
Right, right. All righty, Brad. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, guys, have a great day. Stay safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.